Did it start?
Yes.
It's a podcast for kids and their parents, and it's made by Afina and her dad. They're comedians. It's the Whoopee Chicken Podcast, Whoopee Chicken Podcast, Whoopee Chicken Podcast Show. Yeah! Ow! Oops! Yeah! Ah.
Good one. Here.
Ooh, I think I hurt myself.
Ooh.
Ah, my hand's numb. Too much clapping.
Yeah, a lot. Okay. Alright. Ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, kids of all ages, welcome to the Whoopee Chicken Podcast Show!
Whoopee Chicken Podcast, Whoopee Chicken Podcast, Whoopee Chicken Podcast Show! Yeah!
My name is Athena, and with me, as always, is Daddy.
Hello, I'm the father figure. The dad even.
I'm the host of the Whoopee Chicken Podcast
Show. Whoopee Chicken
And Daddy here is my sidekick. He's also the band. And sound guy. During the show, we play a bunch of musical instruments. Some of them Daddy made himself. Oh, and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, other stuff!
But first, hey Daddy...
Do you
remember where Mommy is? Where she said she was?
I don't know.
That's right. She's baking a bunch of pies for the bake sale / bake competition. Whoever sells the most baked goods wins the competition. So she's making a bunch of pies.
A bunch of pies?
Just like a lot, like hundreds.
Is that an official term? Like a bunch of pies? Like a herd of
Nah, it's
cows
not.
And,
nah, no.
Oh, okay.
No.
Whoopee Chicken Podcast, Whoopee Chicken Podcast, Whoopee Chicken Podcast Show.
Hey, Daddy.
Yeah, what is it?
Do you know why the dinosaur...
Oh, so wait a minute, though. So since Mommy's not here, we can do our show. When she gets back, we have to stop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Daddy.
Yes, what is it?
Why was the dinosaur afraid to go back to the library?
Well, I don't know. Why was the dinosaur afraid to go back to the library?
His books were 6 million years overdue.
Because his books were 6 million years overdue! La da 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 da. Oh yeah, clap. Oops. I did it again.
Okay, so.
Okay.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Word of the Week. The Word of the Week is sometimes generated by a sophisticated computer algorithm-powered random word generator. But this week's Word of the Week is persnickety.
Persnickety.
So, before I go into the definition, when you hear the Word of the Week, which I'm not going to say because Daddy's going to trick me if I say it, so... When you hear the word of the week, you have to go, yeah, you said the word of the week, word of the week.
And then
we sing the song, the word of the week is persnickety.
Persnickety, persnickety, it's the word of the week. Whoops, ow, yeah.
Woo. Extreme guitar moves. Okay. Okay,
yeah.
So,
what does the word of the week
means placing too much emphasis on trivial or minor details, fussy.
Didn't we do minutia?
That was like, the minutia are the trivial or minor details.
Oh,
this
I
is
see.
Focusing on the trivial minor
details. So that would make you...
So, if you were persnickety...
Persnickety, it's the word of the week. Whoops, ow, yeah.
As I was saying, and this time don't play the song, if you were persnickety,
you
would
said
be
it.
In a...
Persh...
No.
Persnickety.
If you...
Persnickety.
So
I'm just doing my job here.
Then you...
Whoops out, yeah.
Okay, so that would mean you're focusing on the minutiae, which is not the word of the week, so don't sing it. Okay, so now...
That was last week.
Yeah, no.
Or some other...
Minutia. No.
But it's not the word of the week this week.
The word of the week is persnickety. Don't play the song!
Why?
Because it's... We're just,
oh, because we're just giving the example. We're not saying
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
We're saying it, but we're not saying it.
Yeah, exactly. Now, right. So, now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Daddy again with yesterday's weather forecast.
Oh, boy, here we go again. Yesterday's weather forecast, the most accurate. Yesterday's weather forecast is the most accurate weather forecast in the history of the world. You want to know what yesterday's weather is going to be? You'll have to wait until tomorrow to find out. Yesterday's weather forecast, city of the week, is Cactus Flat, South Dakota. In Cactus Flat, South Dakota, yesterday they're going to have a high temperature of 82 degrees, and the low temperature will be 60 degrees yesterday. There's going to be a 3-mile-an-hour wind yesterday in Cactus Flat, South Dakota, and it's going to be 40% humidity yesterday in Cactus Flat, South Dakota. I don't know what the skies are going to look like. Probably cloudy, I would imagine, based on that humidity. But maybe not. I don't know. Word of the week. Yesterday's weather, city of the week, Cactus Flat, South Dakota. Athena, what is Cactus Flat, South Dakota known for, other than having a high temperature of 82 degrees?
Okay, yeah, I get
yesterday.
It. So, guess what? The Cactus Flat, South Dakota is known for a 6-ton statue of a prairie dog. It's 12 feet tall, and it weighs 6 tons, which is kind of obvious. And it's right next to a prairie dog town, which is the group of tunnels where actual prairie dogs live.
Who weighed it?
I don't know how they weighed it. It's just like 6 tons. It's a statue of a prairie dog standing up on
two
legs.
Where did they make it?
It didn't say where.
How'd they get it there? 6 tons. Who brought it there? That's a great mystery.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Anyway, so it's right next to a prairie
dog. So a giant prairie, does it scare the little prairie dogs? Does it keep them at bay? Does it attract prairie dogs?
You know, it's right next to a prairie dog town, and there's like holes into the tunnels where they, in the ground next to the statue. Mm. But you can buy a bag of salted peanuts for $1 and feed the prairie dogs, like throw the peanuts into the enclosure.
Do they like salt?
Into the area. I don't know, but they seem to like salted peanuts because...
What if you fed them peanuts without salt? Would they be upset?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just they
have
salted...
How would
the
giant prairie dog get you?
You will feed my prairie dogs peanuts with salt.
That's not me. That's not me. I just want everybody to know that normally I play the music, but that was Athena with the harmonica. Not to get too persnickety.
Persnickety, persnickety, it's the word of the week.
Whoops, ow, yeah!
Okay, so, that's yesterday's weather. So, on to...
Oh, wait a minute. Yesterday's weather forecast. Most accurate forecast ever. On the Whoopi Chicken Podcast, Whoopi Chicken Podcast,
Whoopi Chicken Podcast Show!
Hey, my whistle fell.
yeah, that was me. Okay, right, next up, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a phone call.
Oh, excuse me. I fell asleep before the show.
Yeah, like hours and hours. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so...
It wasn't that long, but just long enough to feel tired now. So what are we doing? What's next?
The phone call.
Oh, the phone call. All right, so I have to go in the other room and get the switch the phone thing. So I'll be back when the call is done.
Right. Okay, so today's letter comes from Tina I. She says, "My mom thinks I like pink, and she buys me all of this pink stuff. I don't want to hurt her feelings by stopping her from buying the pink stuff. What do I do?" So if you have an answer to Tina's question, please call in on the Whoopi Chicken Podcast Show.
Ring, ring. Ring, ring.
Ahem.
Ring, ring.
Yes, ring, hello. Ring. Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello, is this the Whoopi Chicken Show?
The one and only.
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm calling on the radio, man. How's it going?
Great. How's it going with you?
Yeah, I know, man. How you doing?
Great.
Yeah, man. So what's happening? How's it going?
Well, we're...
Is this the Whoopi Chicken Show?
Yeah, I guess.
All right, man. Yeah.
So are you here to answer the daily question, or...
Yeah, man. All the sports trivia and all the movie trivia, right?
No, we don't do that.
You don't know stuff about the movies, man?
No. Well, we could if you wanted, but we don't.
Oh, that's cool. So I'm here for the question, man.
Right. So the question is, you probably know what the question is.
Yeah, pink stuff, man. Like Pink Floyd, man. That's a band. You ever heard of them?
Yes, I have.
Oh, wow, man. That's cool, man. I like them. They're good. Pink Floyd, man.
Okay.
You know what you should do? Cotton candy.
Ooh,
it's fluffy, it's pink, you know what I mean?
Oh, cotton candy.
Yeah, the pink cotton candy, man. It's
I
all
love
fluffy.
Cotton candy.
Yeah, you know what, man?
So sweet and sticky and awesome. Are you okay?
I'm sorry, stop it. You're goofing around. You're making me look better in the radio. You... These guys are just goofing around over here, man.
Okay,
it's all right.
Good,
everyone's
yeah.
okay.
Yeah.
Everyone's okay.
Okay, good.
Yeah, good. So don't make the mistake that I made. You know, like there's that tin insulation stuff that's in the ceiling, man.
Oh, you ate that?
Well, I didn't eat it, but I thought it was cotton candy, man, and I had some, and I got it. Oh, it makes you really itchy. It's terrible. You're not supposed to touch that stuff, you know, man?
Isn't that fiberglass in there?
Yeah, fiberglass insulation, cotton candy, whatever, man.
No, so we can't say that. Fiberglass insulation is not cotton candy. Do not eat it. Do not pick it up.
I know, it's what I'm saying. So when you see something pink, watch out, man. It means look out and be careful, I guess.
Okay, but I still like cotton candy.
Good so roll of thumb,
you know, actually,
you know
what? I think I have some over here.
Yeah, all right. So I gotta go, and I'll see you later, and you have a nice day. And keep me on the phone in case you
got
any questions.
You'll be on hold.
Okay? All right, thanks, man. See
Bye.
You,
Bye. Okay, so that was our phone call bit, apparently. Oh, you're back. Hi.
What happened? How'd it go?
Oh, the guy. He called in. It was great.
Who called?
The guy that always calls in. But
oh, that
he
same
talked
guy?
About, we talked about the difference between fiberglass insulation and cotton candy.
Oh, I'm sure that
great
was very
topic.
Educational and informative.
Yeah.
Right?
I had to do the little legal disclaimer, like don't eat the fiberglass insulation because it's not cotton candy.
You know? Don't eat fiberglass insulation because it's not cotton candy.
No, it's not.
Don't
it's not.
Don't eat fiberglass insulation because it's not cotton candy. Other things that you don't eat because they're not cotton candy are rocks and sticks and
okay.
stuff
hey,
you find
hey,
in the yard
Daddy.
And not cotton candy.
Hey, Daddy. Hey, Daddy.
Yeah, what is it?
What do you get when you cross a pig with a centipede?
I don't know. What do you get when you cross a pig and a centipede?
Bacon and legs.
Bacon and legs!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Whoops and ow!
Yeah!
Okay, so...
How about a round of applause?
We're doing that right now.
All right.
Woo! Okay, so... right. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Whoopi's Science. We talk about topics related to science,
science, nature, and the nature of science.
Oh,
science,
and other
science,
stuff, too.
Today's topic is... Whoopi, 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 Science!
Is, actually, it's palindromes.
Palindromes! So tell us about palindromes.
Well, palindromes... A palindrome is a word, a phrase...
Is it one of these?
No, it's not. Anyway, a palindrome is a word, phrase, or sequence that reads the same backwards and forwards.
What?
Such as the words I, Mom, or Anna.
I? E-Y-E?
Yeah, so...
Oh, so it's E, and then a Y, and then an E.
And then E-Y-E.
Mom.
Even
M-O-M is M-O-M backwards.
Right. So that's what a palindrome is.
And
some
Anna. A-N-N-A.
Right.
Anna.
Speaking of which, backwards. Some palindromes are Anna, Nabba, Banana... A man, a plan, a canal, Panama, wow, ow, ow, now one, as in I won a prize, and...
Okay, that's, like, how are we keeping track of that, though? You gotta think about that. Okay, so Anna, Nabba, Banana. You'd have to write that down to be able to see what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how about this one? A nut for a jar of tuna.
What?
Yeah, a nut for a jar of tuna. A-N-U-T-F-O-R-A-J-R-O-F-T-U-N-A.
Yeah.
Same thing backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a good one. A dog, a panic in a pagoda.
How about a Santa at NASA?
Nice.
A Santa at NASA. How about bird rib?
Well, that's a good one. UFO tofu.
UFO tofu. Whoopee chicken tofu. What else you got?
Wonton, not now.
Tuna roll or a nut?
Borrow or rob?
Salt and Atlas.
King, are you glad you are king?
Wonton, not now. Did
I
you
just
say
said
that,
that.
How about yo, banana boy?
Okay.
Yo, banana boy! It's the same thing forwards and backwards. What's it called?
So, cat tacos.
A panagram?
Palindrome.
Palindrome. How about this one? Skunks.
That's not a palindrome.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's not.
S-K-U-N-K-S. S-K-N-U-X-K-X. No, that's not it.
S-K-U. That's not it.
How about whispering flippers goop?
That's not a palindrome either.
Yeah, but I like it though. Whispering flippers goop. Whispering flippers goop on my palindrome. It's a palindrome. A palindrome. Wait, that's not what it is.
Palindrome.
Palindrome. I was asleep.
Wait. Do
lavender pie stickers?
What? No. That's definitely not.
Well, write it out. Lavender pie stickers. Slappy dancers. No.
How about
so many dynamos. So many dynamos.
What about this one?
Dynamosyndime. Flee to me, remote elf. Flee to me, remote elf. Flee to
maybe
me.
Maybe this one.
Go hang a salami, I'm a sausage hog.
Lasagna hog.
Go hang a salami, I thought it said sausage. Sausage, okay, lasagna, okay. Go hang a salami, I'm a lasagna hog.
Never odd or even.
Are we not drawn onward to new era?
Bombard a drab mob.
Bombard a drab mob. Yon a more Roman way.
That
yo
one.
Banana boy.
You already used that one.
Yo, banana boy. It's a panagram.
Palindrome. Palindrome.
It's Yalandone. So, cat tacos, salt and Atlas. Go hang a salami, I'm a lasagna hog. Never odd or even. Oh, but what about this one? Let me. What about this one? A-I-P-H-O.
Okay, let me spell it. Abohophobia.
Abohophobia. And what is that?
That's quote-unquote, fear of palindromes.
But that's not really a fear of palindromes.
Because
that's
actually
someone...
phobia and phobia. Like, phobia spelled forwards and backwards in the same
phobia,
word.
Oh, phobia, phobia.
Phobia here,
oh,
phobia
I see.
There.
So it's a trick. It's a
palindrome.
It's a tramadone.
Palindrome.
Nam-a-nam-a-nam-a-nam-a shim-a-lam-a-ding-dong.
That is completely off.
That was kind of on key.
No, not that longa, key.
Longa, 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 no, longa, longa, longa. Well, you know what? Now you're being a little persnickety.
Persnickety.
It's the word of the week. Whoops! Ow! Yeah.
Applause. That's a palindrome.
Is it?
No.
No, it's not. That's not even a palindrome.
Lamp.
Now we've just created. That's not a. We've just created confusion now.
Harmonica.
So if someone's okay, gonna have to look it up.
Hey, guess what? And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Hey, Daddy. Oh. Hey, Daddy.
Yeah. What is it?
Why did the chicken cross the playground?
I don't know. Why did the chicken cross the playground?
To get to the other slide.
To get to the other slide. Da 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 da.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Woohoo. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. All right. What's next?
Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Oh, Ripley's Believe It or Not. Let's say Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Oh, right. So, and now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Ripley's Believe It or Not. Ripley's Believe It or Not started as a newspaper feature in 1919 by our hero, Robert L. Ripley, who traveled the world in search of weird stuff. They have books, a website, a TV show, and a museum.
Yeah!
Today's piece comes from the book Reality Shock, which
Ripley's
is number
book.
12.
All right.
This is about a plant in a bottle. It was put into the bottle in 1960, and it was given its last water 12 years later in 1972. It's actually still alive, even though it's in a bottle. It is.
How is that?
I suppose it must be living off condensation gathered, I'm guessing.
What's, like, sealed in there?
Yeah, it's sealed in there with the cork.
Is there a picture of it?
No.
What kind of plant is it?
A spiderwort plant.
Spiderwort plant.
I don't know what it even looks like. That's just what kind of, this just what kind of plant it is.
Friendly neighborhood spiderwort.
Okay.
Spiderwort lives in a bottle. Yeah.
Okay, this this next one is about a surfing pig. It's a piglet who started when it was 3 weeks old.
Ah, a little surfing piggy.
And he surfs with this man in New Zealand who he says that the pig is a very good swimmer and that he plans to keep surfing with the pig until it's too big to fit on the surfboard.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I wonder how big it's going to get.
I don't know. Probably the size of a normal pig.
Surfing pig, surfing, believe it or not. What else?
The next one is about 470 people that went to a restaurant-sponsored event dressed all as cows.
What?
They were dressed in identical cow costumes.
Where was this?
It didn't say. It said it was at a restaurant.
Cowabunga, dude! Yeah. I'm a surfing pig. Oh, Ripley's, believe it or not, I said a Ripley. Believe it or don't, and you believe it? Believe it or not.
Ah, if you want to see more interesting weirdness, check out Ripley's.com.
Yeah!
Woo!
On the Whoopi Chicken Podcast Show. And now we got something very special coming up. We've got the Amazing Window Dresser Twins coming in to perform for us. Yeah, the Amazing Window Dresser Twins. Not sure what they do, but it should be a fantastic act. And right. I'm hoping that they're...
What's that? Mommy's done baking pies.
Uh-oh. Oh, Mommy's back.
Shut up.